Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for the latest updates in our region's aerospace industry. I'm Emma, and with me, as always, is Daniel.
Hey Emma, today we're diving into something pretty interesting, the board members of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance and their role in shaping the future of our industry.
Right, the NWAA board is made up of some big names in the business. Let's start with Adam Burrows, who's the head of manufacturing at Rolls-Royce. What do you think his role brings to the table, Daniel?
Well, given Rolls-Royce's global presence, Adam's experience would be invaluable in steering the NWAA's strategic direction. He's probably looking at ways to boost manufacturing capabilities in the region.
Exactly, and then we have Jeed O'Dwyer from MBDA Missile Systems. He's the manufacturing sector head for series programs in the UK. What might his focus be?
Given MBDA's specialization in missile systems, Jeed would likely be pushing for initiatives that support defense manufacturing in the Northwest, maybe focusing on high-tech production techniques.
That makes sense. Melissa Kunlan is the commercial director at AMRC Northwest. What do you think her perspective brings to the board?
AMRC Northwest is all about innovation and collaboration. Melissa would be instrumental in ensuring the NWAA supports research and development, especially between SMEs and larger corporations.
Right, and Tom Wormleton is the managing director at Safran Nacelles Limited. How might he contribute to the board's agenda?
Safran Nacelles works on aircraft engine components, so Tom would likely focus on supply chain optimization and ensuring the region remains competitive in engine technology.
Those are all great points. It's clear these board members bring a wealth of expertise from their respective companies.
Absolutely, and it's not just about strategy. They're also responsible for ensuring the NWAA remains financially sustainable while providing value to its members.
That's a big challenge, especially with the ever-changing landscape of the aerospace industry. How do you think they tackle that?
I imagine they're constantly evaluating new opportunities, whether it's emerging technologies or new markets. The key is adaptability.
And of course, they need to ensure the NWAA provides access to funding, training, and resources for member companies.
Exactly, supporting both established companies like Bay Systems and innovative SMEs is crucial for long-term growth.
That wraps up our look at the NWAA board members and their important roles. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Don't forget to subscribe for more updates on our region's aerospace industry. Until next time.